Dr. Julie Galthorpe in this morning talking about kids, divorced parents. Can be a struggle to find a kind of plan the summer break. Where do you want to pick it up from there, doctor?
Well, I think it's just important to remember that summer brings a lot of challenges to the regular routine. And for co-parents, perhaps you already have a plan in place for the rest of the year. This change up can complicate things. So planning ahead helps ensure that both of you are on the same page regarding schedules, activities, and even finances, which can reduce that stress. And then when the stress is down for parents, that's more enjoyable for kids.
Well, that does make a lot of sense, actually, right?
Yeah, I just want to get this in, too. If you want to call the show with Dr. Julie Galthorpe in the studio this morning, if you want to reach us, take a crack at it. Hopefully the phones will work. 613-962-9700 if you have a question for Dr. Galthorpe this morning about our subject matter.
Yeah, so going on about divorced parents who are facing a summer, then I was just wondering, so what are some of the important things they have to think about when creating a summer plan?
Well, the first step is to review your parenting agreement that's already in place. See what it says about summer holidays and vacations. If you haven't done one yet, a good plan or order ensures this upfront. However, we have to keep in mind that kids do grow and their needs will change. And, you know, even parents, their work schedule or allowed holiday changes. So then you have to look at your personal schedule, identify any potential conflicts or opportunities for extended time. So yes, be open to that with your children. And here's the hard one. If there are difficult feelings between parents, then once you look at all that stuff, you got to communicate it. So in one way or another, either directly, there's a program called Family Wizard that people use. Your parenting coordinator, when conflict is really high, people get someone else involved. Or your lawyer, you have to communicate with your co-parent about any planned events or vacations. And do not leave this until the day before you plan to go camping or do an activity that's going to interrupt that schedule.
Yeah, you know, you think of parents with children that are divorced and maybe mom or dad work away from the community and the kids, and it could be anywhere from a 90-minute drive to 2-hour drive. They got that challenge to where they're going to coordinate. Then your kids get like the 13, the 14, the 15. They want to hang with their friends, and they may not want to go hang out with mom or dad. Do you run into that as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because if you're looking at big chunks of time away from your teen, in particular, their regular schedule, that is going to be a challenge. So you have to care about how this schedule affects your children. Remember, this is their time with you. Yes, it's your time with them, but you have to be child focused. So it's important to approach these situations thinking about what does my child need and not forcing people. So during the school year, many people stick with which is the most popular 2-2-3 plan, which is the child is going back and forth, and then they designate specific weeks for each parent. If the child is, like you said, Sean, perhaps because of distance, the child's with one parent more during the school year because of distance or other factors, the most popular summer arrangement for divorced families is often that extended summer visitation plan. And again, this is where the one parent lives away. So the child goes to that other parent and they do a lot of things over the summer. It works. However, as children get older, they may not want to leave everything that they have in place where they live most of the time. And so that parent has to be open to how can we be flexible about this? How can I allow my child to continue with their time while also engaging with them? It is a challenge. And so I have a lot of empathy for parents who are trying to juggle this.